politics and hurricanes as the president plans his visits. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. President Biden focusing attention on both Puerto Rico and the Southeast to ensure help after hurricanes Fiona and Ian.
It's a balance for presidents not to get in the way of storm recovery, but they must time when they go on site to show leadership. Puerto Rico is first. There are still concerns about rising floodwaters, and there's worry about what happens when sodden communities receive showers from a regular storm. Congress just approved money to flush FEMA's coffers with cash in an interim spending bill on Friday. It's likely Congress will need to approve more cash for Puerto Rico and Florida after the damage assessments are complete.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds estimates recovery costs for Ian at about $5 billion. A shocking new number confirms just how many migrants are getting past U.S. Border Patrol.
Fox News has just confirmed with U.S. Customs and Border Protection that there were 600,000 gotaways in the fiscal year that just ended in 2022. Now, for comparison, former U.S. Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott tells our Bill Malusian that in 2020, that fiscal year, there was only 70,000 gotaways.
Fox's Matt Finn. A rise in homelessness in Portland, Oregon, some say is being ignored. Fox's Christina Coleman.
Portland resident Jillian Rose passionately shared her fears at a city council meeting on Wednesday. She says these homeless encampments are dangerous and have human feces, open drug use, and that there's big piles of trash just spilling out onto the streets. But Portland's Democratic Mayor Ted Wheeler appeared to scoff or laugh when she finished her comments. The latest numbers show more than 5,220 people are homeless in the Portland area. Local leaders blame the pandemic and the expensive housing market.
In 2019, there were about 4,000 homeless. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A federal judge rules Georgia's process did not violate the Constitution or the Voting Rights Act. The lawsuit initiated by an organization with ties to Georgia gubernatorial Democratic candidate Stacey Abrams. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp on Fox News Sunday.
Well, listen, Stacey Abrams and her group lost on every single count in that ruling Friday. It's sad that since day one, she's used this whole process to line her pockets.
Governor Kemp narrowly defeated Abrams in 2018. The two will face off again in the November elections. A lawyer who torched an NYPD patrol car during the George Floyd riots is asking for a reduced sentence.
33-year-old Euroz Rahman claims she was drunk and dealing with unprocessed trauma at the time of the incident back in late May 2020. Her lawyers offered a list of excuses explaining her decision to throw the explosive device, including that she suffered early trauma from being a Muslim in post-9/11 America, as well as offering the claim that she had been downing vodka on an empty stomach and became quite drunk before she and fellow lawyer Collinford Mattis set the vehicle ablaze near the 88th Precinct Station House in Fort Greene, Brooklyn. She's due to be sentenced in November. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Holiday packages are going to cost more at the post office. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
The governors of the Postal Service approved of the holiday price increases in August, saying they believe this will bring prices for the Postal Service's commercial and retail customers in line with competitive practices. Priority mail increases range from $0.95 to $6.45 for retail customers. First class packages packages, Parcel Select Ground, and USPS Retail Ground will see increases ranging from 30 cents to $5.85, depending on the weight. Around the time the Postal Service governors approved the increase, the Postmaster General said projected long-term budget losses had been brought down from $160 billion to between $60 and $70 billion.
The new price is in effect today. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.